Exclusive, Representative Mary Miller. Transgender Activist Agenda is Rebellion Against God. By Catherine Hamilton on April 25, 2022. The Biden administration's encouragement of puberty blockers, hormone therapies, and sex change surgeries for children who believe they are transgender is disturbing and evil. Representative Mary Miller, Ariel, said during an interview with Breitbart News Saturday. The Trump-endorsed Congresswoman's comments were in relation to a recent PolitiFact fact-check she faced after she criticized White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki for propping up gender-affirming health care for children who believe they are transgender. Gender-affirming health care is notably a far-left euphemism intended to make the mutilation of children sound like a compassionate course of action. Listen. The Biden administration is engaging in extreme woke politics by encouraging children to take chemical castration drugs and undergo surgeries. And they are lying to children by telling them puberty blockers are reversible. We must protect our children. Miller tweeted on April 8 in response to a video clip of Psaki calling gender-affirming healthcare for minors best practice and potentially life-saving. PolitiFact published a fact-check on April 17 in response to Miller's tweet, giving her a false rating and asserting that the potential side effects from stopping puberty in a minor are reversible. However, a wide swath of healthcare professionals have contended that calling these kinds of treatments reversible is a bald-faced lie, Breitbart News previously reported. In the fact-check, Miller herself provided PolitiFact with information from the Mayo Clinic, which cites the potential long-term effects of puberty blockers, including bone growth and density, future fertility and growth spurts. Despite the Mayo Clinic's findings, PolitiFact reported that nothing in the guidance suggests the effects of puberty blockers are irreversible, as Miller seems to contend. However, infertility, loss of bone density, and the underdevelopment of sex organs, particularly for male minors taking puberty blockers, are, in fact, potentially irreversible side effects. You cannot change your gender. It's a lie. And people who have gender identity problems, I sympathize with him, but why are we going to go along with the emperor's new clothes and play along with his charade? I'm not going to do it, Miller told Breitbart News Saturday host in Washington, D.C., Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. I mean they're purposely preventing the child's physical development, and I'm calling it child abuse. Miller contended that giving children puberty blockers and indoctrinating them with the far-left transgender activist agenda is unpopular among Americans, and noted that Americans don't want their role as a parent diminished. Recent polling from The Economist/YouGov found that a plurality of Americans do not believe parents should be able to provide their children, who claim to be transgender, with puberty-blocking drugs. Overall, Miller said she believes the transgender activist agenda has taken root because the United States has rejected God and is swimming in an abyss of confusion. I am unashamed of our Judeo-Christian heritage and the values that most Americans hold to. God created us male and female, this is nothing but rebellion against God, she said. To combat the infiltration of gender identity ideology in America's institutions, Miller said Americans must elect Republicans who will fight for the people they represent. We don't just need Republicans who are going to be placeholders and take the name Republican. We don't need Renos, Republican in name only. We need people that are going to fight, she said. The Congresswoman also encouraged Americans to stand up for their values in the face of opposition. We need to quit scurrying to the corner. These people, their agenda is religious for them. Why are we ashamed of our Judeo-Christian heritage and our values? We need to be loud and proud about them. They are the values that bring freedom and productivity to a country, to its communities, and that cause our families to thrive, she said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.